As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladejo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
James chapter 4, I actually need verse 7. The Bible says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Can you see that when we talk about warfare in accurate biblical order, we're not supposed to be in a hurry to resist the devil. You get what I'm saying? We're not supposed to what? Be in a hurry to resist the devil. You know, there's an assumption that the louder your voice is, the weightier your word is in the spirit. It's not true. Praise God. Everyone does this. I'm sure Pastor Robbie remembered this. A great man of God by the name of Woodruff, he said that he was shocked when he went to America. He went there to minister, and the pastor would say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, out you go. And the evil spirit was responding, they are out you go in Jesus' name. And he said, wow, this evil spirit are polite. Because in Africa, my, the man of God will remove his jacket and fold his sleeves and say, bring the evil spirit. Grab her by the neck. Squeeze the hair. And shout, in Jesus' name! African evil spirits are deaf. Praise the Lord. So it's not the louder the sound of my voice is, the more authoritative, or rather the more potent, you know, and witty my words are. Praise God. What is interesting is that the Bible says, submit yourself to God. Submit yourself to God. If I'm in alignment with the will of God, everything else that is out of alignment is already judged. Praise God. So, it's just a word I need. So that means the focal point of our warfare is to contend against every tendency in our human nature that would negate against our being in alignment with the will of God. If I can conquer the enemies within, that settles the course. I could be chasing ancestral spirit and chasing generational curses and chasing household enemies for donkey years, as long as the enemy gains legitimacy. It will be effort in futility. So, in the kingdom of God, the focal point of our warfare has got to be to contend against every tendency in our human nature that negates against our being in alignment with the will of God. Our submission to God. That's the warfare. Praise God. Everything that will keep me in rebellion, that's what I need to fight. Everything that will keep me in a state of phobia. Praise God. Where I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I don't feel incompetent. I don't feel I'm up to the occasion. Everything that will bring about condemnation and guilt and superimpose in my mind. Everything that tells me I'm not good enough. So the real enemy lies within. If we can conquer the enemies within, the battle is won. Praise God. And if, when we don't teach these fundamentals, we have missed out on the critical point regarding warfare. We're just going to be chasing after devils. Spiritual warfare is not to be in chase after evil spirits.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.